stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show this Thursday, April 10th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Fully restored Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Got back on the air last night roughly at about 10:30. Thank you to PING, Spectrum Internet, our two engineers, Dell Reynolds and Devin Lawrence. Everything fully restored. Simple Radio's back. The radio station's website, WCHY, thecallletters.us, is back, as well as 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate those who transferred over to yourdefendingfathers.com or the TuneIn app, who kept listening and texting me during the week. Greatly appreciate you guys being troopers and sticking in there with me. Officer Rick, Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County School Cop today. So hope you're happy. Simple Radio app is back. John Palmer, our pig farmer over in Onaway. Yahoo! Yes, so storm was horrific. Huge amount of damage done to the infrastructure. Substations had to be repaired. Poles had to be replaced. It was a huge undertaking. Originally told that it would be Saturday. Well, they got it up late last night, and the engineers did their work before we went to bed, and everybody got everything accomplished. So greatly appreciate the efforts. Thank you, Dell. Thank you, Devin. And thank you, PING. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Speaker of the House Matt Hall were in the Oval Office yesterday afternoon for the executive order signings that Donald Trump did. Two of the executive orders had to do directly with Michigan. Donald Trump has instructed the Army Corps of Engineers to put up the barrier, whatever is necessary, to stop Asian carp from coming into Lake Michigan. That's number one. Number two, he signed an executive order to keep open Selfridge Air Force Base there in Macomb County. Biden had issued orders to have it shuttered, to have it shut down, which would have been devastating to the military operations, I believe, based out of Michigan. Lots of local people rely on that base for their jobs, their livelihood, and I think, personally, it would have weakened our national security. Never forget the morning of 9/11, 2001, is I was standing across the street from the north gate when Vicky called me and said a jet just flew into the World Trade Center. That was number one. Well, she said, oh my God, another one just landed, went through the other tower. Well, I was standing there when two F-16s took off from Selfridge, flew right over my head and went supersonic, heading for Washington, D.C. I'll never forget it. So, welcome back, everybody. Tell all your friends we're back up. We have some things to talk about today. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave a speech before meeting with President Trump and Speaker of the House Matt Hall in the Oval Office. Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday called for America to build more planes, ships, microchips, and automobiles during a 25-minute conversation. Build America, Build speech in Washington, D.C. to a group of business leaders. The governor suggested cutting red tape, scaling back the tariffs, and investing in American workers in order to bring manufacturing back to the United States. Tariffs alone, she said, will likely deliver a triple whammy on states like Michigan, with higher costs, fewer jobs, and more uncertainty. Whitmer said she and President Donald Trump agree on the motivation behind the tariffs, which is the desire to build more stuff in America. Cars, steel, ships. However, they need to be done with fair trade agreements. I'm not against tariffs outright, but they are a blunt tool, she said. You just can't bust out the tariff hammer to swing at every problem without a clearly defined end goal. Strategic reindustrialization must be a bipartisan project that spans multiple presidential administrations. So she's thinking basically that Trump is president for the next 4 years and that she becomes the next president of the United States. It must be bipartisan and span multiple presidential administrations. Yeah, I don't think so. Interestingly, though, President Trump hit a 90-day pause on most tariffs only hours after Whitmer's speech. Okay, Whitmer's speech had nothing to do with it. It was completely coincidental. But she went on to say in the speech, to bring in a golden age of American manufacturing, as Trump has dubbed it, she too has called for more planes, ships, microchips, and automobiles. However, to get there, this has to be a multi-administrative strategy that builds bridges, eliminates political divides, and makes lasting progress. We have good cards in our hands, but good cards alone don't mean jack if you don't play them right, Whitmer said. This year and in years to come, no matter who is in the White House, we need to be betting on American workers. So now she's going after the middle class workers. Okay. Is that perhaps because Donald Trump got that vote in November 5th, 2024 election? The middle class, the auto workers, the Teamsters, everybody went for Donald Trump. Finally, she said, the idea of helping American workers came up more than once during her speech. She said Michigan workers were the tip of the torpedo, as it were. We can train thousands of Michiganders to do what we do best, which is GSD. Get ship done. Kind of interesting. During the speech, journalist Gretchen Carlson hosted a sit-down with Whitmer. She asked about Democratic messaging after losing the White House in 24. Whitmer said Dems should be centered on talking with regular people and asking questions about what they need in their lives. That's what public servants should be doing. Not telling people what to be angry about, but listening and focusing on solving the problems that are vexing the people in this country. She said she wasn't trying to tell other governors how they should be running their states, but the economy is on the forefront of people's minds right now. Other issues are being shoved onto the back burner. Maybe they care, but all their energy is being consumed right now by survival. So fixing the roads is not just about making a smoother drive for everybody. It's about helping people keep more money in their pockets because they're not shelling out thousands of dollars to fix rims and new tires, especially when they have to pay the rent and child care. Carlson asked Whitmer specifically who is now leading the Democrats after Donald Trump's election victory. Well, Whitmer responded by saying the Democrats have to pick a leader to get behind. While we had a Democrat in the White House, power ended up being spread out all over the place. There are lots of leaders in the Democratic Party. I think I'm really fortunate to have seen such a great bench of fellow governors that I can call my good friends. They've all been really important in terms of helping us navigate historic challenges from pandemics to the current situation that we're in. But Whitmer returned to her main point that political figures need to be focused on solving problems of the voters and not get distracted. If we are sidetracked by the issues that aren't salient to the average person, I don't see how we have a different outcome than what we have been experiencing recently. Well, later, while in the Oval Office, President Trump hosted House Speaker Matt Hall and Governor Gretchen Whitmer as he signed executive orders from a vast array of issues. Two of those specific to Michigan was an executive order to demand the Army Corps of Engineers build whatever it takes to stop the Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes, and about keeping Selfridge National Guard Base open. The invitation to the Oval Office was a surprise to the governor. Her spokesperson made it clear that after the meeting that her presence is not an endorsement of the actions taken or statements that were made at the event. However, her office did point out that after Whitmer asked for a scale back on the tariffs this morning, Trump did pause the tariffs for 90 days for every country but China. Trump started off the meeting by stating Whitmer had done a good job and that she is, quote, a very good person, end quote, before he then introduced Speaker Hall. And he thanked Hall for his help in the 2024 election here in the state of Michigan. President Trump asked Hall to make a brief statement, and he said, "Thank you, Mr. President. I am glad to help you become president, while you in turn made me Speaker of the House." Trump mentioned specifically that he had talked to the Secretary of War, which, of course, he probably meant Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, about keeping Selfridge National Guard Base open in Macomb County, Michigan. "We're working on that very hard, and I think we'll come home with a winner for Michigan," Trump said. Additionally, Whitmer and the Michigan congressional delegation have been asking the Pentagon for a fighter to replace the retiring A-10 Warthog, which is expected to be retired from service here in the next few years. Trump said that there are other fighter jets they're considering as basing out of Selfridge Air Force Base, and he wanted to thank Hall again for bringing the Asian carp issue in the Great Lakes to his attention. Hall said, "We've been working a long time, Mr. President. We couldn't get Joe Biden to do anything about it, on about either one of these issues, particularly Selfridge Air Force Base. It is critical to Michigan's economy and our national security. And we're so excited to be here to help you, help us deliver the keeping this base open, Paul said. Additionally, he said the Asian carp had been a threat to the Great Lakes for years, and nothing was done to prevent it. Because of your work, we're hopeful that we will get a solution here, and we will get a barrier built to protect our Great Lakes. Well, last year, in 2024, Whitmer, along with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, signed an agreement to co-sponsor a $1.15 billion project. And the Biden administration promised to kick in $274 million in federal funding to fight this invasive species. That was done back on July 1st, 2024. Whitmer explained to President Trump that the invasive fish was not in the Great Lakes yet, but this is why we need the money to keep them out. Trump said he spoke with the Army Corps of Engineers and heard about the method and how they plan to keep the fish out. He said it's pretty gruesome of a method, but I think they know what to do. And they're getting ready to go to work on it very hard, Trump said. He then thanked Governor Whitmer. This is a sort of a bipartisan thing when you get right down to it. However, it is a very expensive thing. Actually, it costs a lot. I've looked at the numbers and said, wow, but we have to save Lake Michigan and the other Great Lakes. Because these fish, they eat everything in their way, including other fish, Trump said. Well, again, the Whitmer spokesperson acknowledged today's meeting in the Oval Office was about adding more input to President Trump regarding Northern Michigan's ice storm, the tariffs, and the importance of creating good-paying American jobs and bringing back the critical supply chains. Governor Whitmer thanks President Trump for his acknowledgments on protecting the Great Lakes from invasive Asian carp, his work on Selfridge Air Force Base, and his openness to our requests for help in northern Michigan. So, pretty interesting dynamic. As I was watching the event unfold in the Oval Office, most of his cabinet members standing behind him, well, slightly to the president's left was Speaker Matt Hall, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer was kind of hovering, hiding out behind Hall in the corner by the door. Just barely inside the Oval Office, but she was there. Bottom of the hour news break for hour number one here on this terrific Thursday. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy to fuel.